Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
First pitch to Ortiz is hammered out to left center field. High and deep and way gone for Joey Ortiz.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Brewers' magic number to clinch the division down to 3 following a 4-2 road trip. 7-game homestand begins tonight against the Phillies. Lane Grindle will be at the ballpark on the call. Lane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to be with you today.
How nice is it to be home for 7 days? Bet your wife likes that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's a teacher, so we don't really see each other during homestands once school's back in session. But it's an extra car that can drive kids to appointments and
right.
things of that nature. We just kind of tag you're it as I leave for work and she's coming home from work.
So what happened with the last inning?
Yeah,
was
Devin
it the
Williams.
Inning?
Let's talk
that?
About Devin Williams.
Yep. Yeah, so, I mean, look, over the course of a 13-game stretch without any off days, which is what the Brewers have, there are going to be tough decisions on how you manage the bullpen. And so if Devin would have pitched yesterday, it would have been 4 out of 6. The Brewers were comfortable with using him in a very specific situation if it was for 1 or 2 outs maybe, but they didn't want to get him into the game and have the inning pile up on him because then he would have been lost for probably this entire series or at least for the first couple of days of this series with the Phillies. So it's always a gamble. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Jared Koenig had retired the 3 guys that he faced in the 9th. His stuff looked good, and so I think the Brewers felt like we can put him back out there and try to get through this 10th inning with a 2-run lead. I wonder if the calculus would have changed if it was a 1-run lead at that point, but thinking maybe with a 2-run lead that was enough to go back out there with Koenig and try to stay away from Devin Williams yesterday. It didn't work for the Brewers, but most things are working this year, so sometimes you're going to have a game like that over the course of 162.
Yeah, you're true. You're right, and I think everybody likes Murph. Everybody agrees that he's done a really good job. What I said at the beginning, the magic number to clinch the division is down to 3. Boy, I don't think many people would have thought that literally halfway through September, the number to clinch the division, not just make the playoffs, is down to 3. That's pretty impressive what this team's done during the course of the season. What's been the key so far?
Well, I think the key has just been continuing to show up day in and day out and compete through all 9 innings. It sounds so simple, but yet I think that's harder to do over the course of a long, grueling schedule than we realize when we're just, you know, watching it or consuming it via the radio or coming to the game and eating popcorn and watching the game. That's a tough thing for a guy to do, to come in and compete like this team's been able to do consistently all year long. And I think that's been a big part of the identity of this team. It's worked out really well for the Brewers, and it's been one of the main reasons why they're at where they're at. Now, the other thing is, the Brewers are elite defensively, and that gets overlooked a lot. That doesn't grab a ton of headlines. But that's something that really factors into winning games, and it makes your pitching staff better. And the Brewers have a very good pitching machine, if you will, in terms of the staff that they have and their ability to take guys and elevate them and help them sequence the right way and pitch usage and all those things. The Brewers are one of the better organizations in baseball in terms of lifting guys up and getting the best out of them. And they've done that again with a bunch of guys on this roster. Brian Hudson, Jared Koenig, who we were just talking about. Trevor McGill last year was a great example of that. Aaron Civale was having a tough year with Tampa Bay. The Brewers acquire him, and now he's pitching like he was when he was a Cleveland Guardian again. So I think all those things have a lot to do with why the Brewers have had the season they've had. But it's also, they have some depth in this lineup. They lost Christian Yelich. That hurts. But right about the time that Christian Yelich goes down, Jackson Chourio turns into a superstar. So this is a very talented team, more talented than it gets credit for, I think. But they also play the game in every aspect at a very high level.
Well, we hope that Bernie goes down the slide today.
Yes.
For sure. And guess who's going down the slide lane?
Who?
All of the GKB crew.
A lot of us.
I love it.
Have you gone down it?
Oh, yeah, many times. I hate heights, so I'm retired from going down the slide. But I did do it when my kids were younger, and I'm good. You guys have fun with that.
We have to sign our life away, but do you go?
5-page waiver, I think, yeah.
It goes fast.
It still goes.
It's pretty quick.
Okay. All right.
I'm with you, Lane. I'm not a heights guy, so I'll watch everybody else do it. But let's hope that the guy with the mascot costume on gets to do it coming up.
Because Bernie
here.
Gets some air before he lands on the slide.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, once you're at the top and you go down, that part's fun. It's climbing up for me that, no thank you.
Yeah. You can check out Lane. You can hear him this series. It's a big series against the Phillies, who the Brewers are in a battle with, along with the Dodgers, to see who gets a first-round bye in the playoffs. Lane, have a great call of the game. We'll be listening.
Will do. Sounds good. Thank you.